on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at One. Here's Joanne Earle.
A five-day strike by workers on Southern trains is underway. Services from Ashford and Tunbridge are affected by the walkout, which is over a dispute about planned changes to the role of conductors. Unions say safety will be put at risk, but the owner of the rail company says the walkout is totally disproportionate. David Sidebottom from Transport Focus says work needs to be done to give passengers a better service.
New trains are coming, better trains, longer trains are all sort of promised, better service for passengers, but it's got to be delivered through the contract that the Department of Transport has with the train operating company, because at the end of the day, we as passengers and taxpayers are funding this railway.
Managers have apologised for the disruption, but after months of problems and a restricted timetable, these customers aren't happy.
They're not really a railway anymore, they're just a disgrace and just useless.
You can't go on like this. It's been months and months and months, and now train companies have got the audacity to say they want to increase prices again. Come on.
It's an absolute joke, considering we haven't had a good train service all year.
KMFM News.
A Kent pilot whose light aircraft crashed into the sea over the weekend has been named as Simon Wells. A Coast Guard helicopter from Lydd and lifeboat from Dungeness were involved in the search for the 44-year-old from Greatstone. His plane ditched into the water off the East Sussex coast on Saturday night. High levels of violence at a Kent prison are being blamed on so-called legal highs. In its annual report, the Independent Monitoring Board says they've also led to an increase in number of inmates in Rochester self-harming. There are calls for security to be boosted to stop contraband being sent over the prison fencing. They've also criticised staff shortages.
KMFM News.
A motorcyclist has died in a crash on the A228 in East Peckham. The road was closed for several hours after it happened on a northbound carriageway at around 7:15 last night. There are fears that many teenage boys are developing eating disorders or maybe tempted by steroids to try to get a perfect body. Researchers found most secondary school boys say social media makes them feel they need to look good. Greg Ball is a teacher and says boys can struggle to talk about their feelings.
They're not very inclined to talk to the teacher about it if they're having a body image problem. They kind of laugh it off and banter it off with their friends. And I think that's kind of the expectation for them, just to kind of shrug it off and get on with it.
KMFM News.
A man's been rescued from a fire at a house in Rochester. He'd fallen asleep and left cooking unattended, but was carried from the property on the rise by friends. It's not thought to have been badly hurt, but was treated at the scene at around 8:30 last night. A new memorial garden has opened in Rochester to help support families who've lost a baby. £25,000 has been raised over the past 18 months to create the Making Miracles space in Rochester. It's designed for parents who've suffered a stillbirth, lost a baby shortly after it was born, or had a miscarriage. Kelly Wells is from the charity.
For the ladies that lose a baby before 24 weeks, because legally they don't have to have a death certificate, they don't have to have a burial or a cremation. So the ladies sometimes feel that their babies are a little bit forgotten. They can still come here, they can still have something for them here.
And former Labour MP Ed Balls is the first celeb to be confirmed for this year's Strictly. He's lost his seat in last year's general election and admits he's scared to death about appearing on the show, which starts next month.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Adam Peaties made British Olympic history in Rio, with more on that and news on the Kent athletes taking part in the Games. Here's Nicola.
Well, Adam's gold medal win in a world record time in the 100 metres breaststroke is Team GB's first men's swimming triumph at the Games since 1988. And he says it's hard to take it all in.
It's incredible, you know, coming out of the stadium now, an Olympic champion. I couldn't think of anything better. No, it was... I didn't really do it for myself, I did it for my country, most importantly, did it for British swimming, did it for my family.
Meantime, Jazz Carlin has won silver in the 400 metres freestyle. Elsewhere, Chatham's Ashley Jackson and the rest of the Team GB men's hockey team drew 2-2 with New Zealand in their Pool A game last night. This afternoon, Kent rower Tom Ransley goes in the men's eight heats. Susanna Townsend is back in action for the women's hockey team against India, and Bryony Shaw gets her campaign in the windsurfing underway. On to cricket, and Mitch Claydon has signed a new contract at Kent. The 33-year-old bowler is the club's top wicket taker in the championship so far this season. And Kent Shane Byrne has extended his lead in the British Superbike Championship. The Isle of Sheppey rider claimed his first double of the season, winning both races yesterday at Brands Hatch.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.